top five at five.
Quentin time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on The Drive. Russell Bear, Trey back with you. John Tyler in with the top five at five. It's brought to you by National RX. Hey, we're going to be out there tomorrow doing the show live from 3 to 6 in Farragut. We'll have some piping hot Chet's pizza for you. 15% off Ananda Professional CBD products for Fan Run listeners. Just let them know you heard us talking about it right here on the show, and they will hook you up tomorrow at National RX. You can also do that now. That's through the rest of the month, I believe, at National RX. John Tyler, what you got for us?
Hello. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm doing okay. Just making sure you're feeling better. All right. Number one.
Thank you, John.
He's fine.
Thank you for asking. You're the only one
He's
who's asked
fine.
All day long. Thank
I
you.
Asked you earlier.
But you didn't do it on the radio, so it doesn't count. Yeah.
Kind of cringy. But at this point, but go ahead.
The 2020 SEC Media Day schedule has been released and announced. Monday, July the 13th, we will have Dan Mullen, Ed Ogeron, and Eli Drinkwitz. July 14th, Kirby Smart, Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin, Derek Mason. July 15th, Nick Saban, Sam Pittman, Mike Leach, the Jeremy Pruitt. And then July 16th, Gus Malzahn, Will Muschamp, and Jimbo Fisher. Who are you looking forward to most hearing from?
Oh, Leach, by far, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's a question of who are you looking for? Who's the number two on the list? Sam Pittman might be interesting just because he might be a little weird.
Kiffin's back.
Yeah.
Kiffin will be fun.
Kiffin and Leach, I think, are top two.
Who do you think, who of all the coaches takes the shot at their rival school? Kiffin?
Yeah.
He'll do something. It'll be.
At Leach? He'll take a shot at Leach?
It'll Saban. Probably be well executed. He's a master of the back.
Is SEC Media Day still a thing?
Yeah.
This year more than other years.
Just because of the personalities, but yeah. Otherwise, other than that, it's just
it's not as good. It's not as good as it was back in the day. Am I just saying that because it was fun back in the day because we were good and
Phil
we were Fulmer a story?
Refused to
that
go.
Was so awesome.
All There's those, nothing like that now.
Everybody's zooming in on like they had one of those talk boxes.
Yeah.
He was doing a
conference call.
And people were just filming the phone.
He's like Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
I refuse to come down there and be subjected to the whims of a bunch of trial lawyers. He was going off, too, man. He was pissed.
He's ranting.
Number two, Coach K is losing it. In a season full of shockers in college basketball, Mike Krzyzewski had a fairly mundane explanation for last night's astonishing score where they lost by 22 points to North Carolina State. Quote, it happens. End quote. Then he said, this isn't an Xbox game. It's a human being game.
I don't see the problem with that.
What's That's all that? He had to say, though? Like, it's a human being game?
I'm you just sure. got dusted. I mean, I hate Rat Boy more than anybody on the show, but, I mean, he just got dusted by 20 by NC State.
I'm sure.
The hell you want him to say?
When he goes back and breaks down the film and has his session, like he'll be more in depth with the team, but
it happens.
Isn't that basically what Geno said last week, where he's like, we're allowed to lose a bleeping game here? I mean, it's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's a little different. All right.
Far be it for me to take up for
Duke homers. Number three. Offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian has removed his name as candidate for the Colorado head coaching job. Will return to Bama for another season. That means Nick Saban will keep both his offensive and defensive coordinator for consecutive seasons for the first time in forever.
Great. I have a feeling they're going to be really good. I know they got to find a quarterback, but I have a feeling they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
And they get just when you think Saban's done, you're down. Getting kicked and everything, he rises back up. Trey, what are you, some Bama reporters tweeting that Coach Jones might be moving up.
It's true. Matt Zients is now he's a special assistant to the head coach.
Special assistant.
He'll now likely have the title of special assistant to the head coach. So pretty much he's Dwight Schrute.
The assistant to the regional manager.
But that was Pruitt's first year, he had that dude John Lilly from Georgia in that role.
Yep.
And supposedly he was like the game management guy, which doesn't seem like a great role for Butch.
Oh, boy.
Be kind.
But I don't know. Maybe he is still just going and getting his laundry.
Does that mean he's going to get yelled at more now? I hope so.
What if they blew a game because of some stupid thing Butch
12
did?
Players on the field, 13
players.
They went
for one.
The chart. No, the chart says.
Nick, they lost to us.
Nick, no.
Be beautiful.
What do you mean, Butch? We're down by 2 with 1 second to go. I think we need to go for 2 here. No, you don't understand modern day analytics.
You don't get it. Have you done your research?
We do our research. Have you done your research?
Number 4, Arizona State investigation determines booster made unwelcome physical contact with wives of 3 athletic staff members. Arizona State investigation determines that a booster made unwelcome physical contact with wives of 3 athletics staff members.
He was getting handsy
with the wives of some athletic staff members.
Yeah.
See, think this is Caligula or something? You're donating money to have your name on a building. It doesn't entitle you to, like, this prima nocta or something. You can't go over and just start feeling up the wives of the help. What are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, there's a huge 11-page legal claim filed in the state of Arizona alleging that he made unwelcome comments and physical contact.
Oh, this wasn't part of the deal?
Guess what? His season tickets have been canceled. Yeah.
What do you mean I don't get to grab the booty? I gave $7 million this year. That doesn't entitle me to cop a little feel here and then. Good grief.
Me too.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Apparently, he put his hands on multiple women's waists, moved his hands in inappropriate places.
Golly, what a creep.
Yeah, so there's that. Way to go, Arizona State. Number 5, Steven Spielberg. Some entertainment news for us to end it. Steven Spielberg's daughter says she has self-produced adult entertainment videos.
What?
And is an aspiring sex worker.
Say what?
Michaela Spielberg, one of the 7 children of famed director Steven Spielberg. I didn't even know he had kids.
Avatar's overrated.
He adopted a couple of kids, too. Yeah.
James Cameron did.
She's one of the children they adopted.
Yeah. She's self-producing solo adult film videos. She's only 23 years old. She lives in Nashville.
Really?
She's already submitted an application to become a sex worker and is a self-proclaimed sexual creature.
Steven must be so proud.
She said, when talking about her parents, she said they were, quote, intrigued when she shared the news with them of her new porn gig over the weekend.
I got really
tired of not being able to capitalize on my body, and frankly, I got really tired of being told to hate my body. And I also just got tired of working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying to me.
Coming soon, 3D.
I applaud her for following in her father's footsteps and entering the film world.
Will she be able to use some of the titles from her father's work without having to pay royalties? You know, like...
No, what are you doing? What are you doing, bro?
The Descendants.
Saving Ryan's Privates. What?
So many options.
Jaws. Jurassic Park.
That's good, Trey. That's good.
Close Encounters.
Men in Black. All right, so let's do... I think that, like, if you're Steven Spielberg, you had one job, bro. You had one job.
I mean, 1 out of 7's not bad. I mean,
like, what does Chris Rock say as a father? Your only job is keeping her off the pole. Keeping her off. Not only did you not keep her off the pole, bro.
You want a cookie?
The post.
You failed miserably.
He's intrigued.
He's intrigued. Daddy,
what was that rant of his?
I've decided to become a porn star. Intriguing. That's intriguing, honey. Tell me more. What is the GOAT Steven Spielberg movie?
Oh, that's tough.
Hook.
Directed or produced? Does it matter?
Hook, really?
Hook's a good movie.
All right, here's some of the hits.
British Spies.
Refresh your mind. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Color Purple, Schindler's List.
Munich's funny. In there.
Hold on Saving. A second.
Munich's in there.
Munich was disturbing. I don't know
Saving Private Ryan.
It was a good movie, though.
Lincoln. and the Post.
Catch me if you can.
I'd probably go with Lincoln.
Catch me if you can was good.
Now I'm a big Raiders of the Lost Ark guy, man. Right. Indiana Jones. Oh, yeah.
I've only seen one of those. Mm. Schindler's List. Did you say that one?
Did I see Schindler's List?
No,
yes,
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great movie.
And E.T.
Don't spoil it for me.
Great movie.
That was five.
That was five. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Top five brought to you by National RX, online at nationalrx.com. And again, we will be there tomorrow,
tomorrow
from 3 to 6. Come on out and see us. 15% off Ananda Professional CBD products for Fan Run listeners the rest of the month out at National RX. We still have phones here at Bear. Let's get Roberto in here next. Good afternoon, Roberto. You're on the drive.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, man. We're doing well. How are you?
Well, I mean, you opened a whole bucket of worms with the Michaela Spielberg thing. I have a myriad of, how you say, offshoot names from her dad's films, but I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kind of with Bear. If you've seen Lincoln, it's a really good movie. It's really,
good.
Really good. But I'm a Saving Private Ryan kind of guy. It's an amazing movie as well. I mean, Tom Hanks. You can't really go wrong. So, guys, as far as the basket, you were talking about money in the athletic program. Football funds everything. I think everybody knows that. But basketball, you were asking how the women's basketball team used to make money, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they actually they copped out a little bit. Like all the bills to run all the facilities, all of them, they would put on men's basketball. So men's basketball may not have been turning a profit while women's was at a time. But it's because the men, they literally powered the arena, and I don't think it was ever Pratt Pavilion at that point. So wherever they practiced and all that stuff, it was powered by the men's program, i.e. literally the money. And then Pat was not making as much as she was. Now, here's my question to you guys. So that's how it actually happened.
Here's so hold on just a second. Quick, because I'll take your word for this. But, like, you're saying back when the women's and men's athletics department were separate, if the women – you know, basketball game at Thompson Bowling, they would send the electric bill for that night to the men's department?
Correct.
Damn.
Okay.
So they could look like they were turning a profit on that, even though they weren't. And anybody who tells you any different doesn't know what they're talking about. I know that one from a facilities manager at the University of Tennessee. That's fact, Jack. It's a fact. So the other one that surprises me, or it's more of a question to you guys, I don't know if the men's basketball team is going to make money this year. We've had lower attendance, and our coach just became the third highest paid basketball coach in college basketball, right? $5 million.
He did.
So at that, for the first time in a long time, I don't think the basketball team is going to turn a profit just because of his salary. Did they not almost double his salary? Is he not at $2.5 million? What did it come from and where did it go to? Because in basketball, with as few seats as we have, that's a hell of a lot of money to have to make up.
Yeah, but they still get the tournament money, the SEC tournament money. Basketball always operates in the black. I mean, it's not even going to be close. They don't have any buyouts they're paying.
Those numbers in front of me, Roberto, but I would assume that, and even if they take a little bit of a step back next year, like this year, next year is going to be just sellouts galore, right? And I think that's kind of what
you're banking on.
You got to spend money to make money.
Vescovi alone is going to get me in the building. I don't even know about the other guys. I think they're going to be great. But Vescovi alone is enough for paying the price of admission. If he is as good as I think he can be with all those awesome passes, Uruguayan Manu is worth the price of the ticket. See you guys.
Thank you, Roberto. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, surely our basketball program is self-sufficient, right?
I think we're solvent. No, I mean, Tindall got fired for cause. There's no buyouts on the basketball side.
All those club-level seats seem to be pretty much.
Well, they had the Vol Pass, and they sold the Vol Pass, so that's why you see the top level, the 300s and all that.
They aren't taking the penny jar to Coinstar at the grocery store to pay Rick Barnes. They aren't scraping to pay that $5 million
that's
salary.
That's because a number of boosters came together and paying Rick Barnes a salary. I don't think the University of Tennessee is actually paying Rick Barnes a salary.
Men's basketball and football make money. The only time we've ever come close to not breaking or even breaking even was when we've been paying out these ungodly buyouts to, you know, coaches that should have never been hired here, Russ.
I'm pretty sure about four or five boosters came together and took care of Rick Barnes.
Coming up, more of your phone calls, plus we'll play Jam or Not a Jam coming up next right here on The Drive. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell, Bear, and John, and now for Trey. And Hayden Wallen on Quality Control this afternoon, Fan Run Radio. Uh-oh. You know what time it is. It is time to head to, hold on just a second, bear with me here as we got to switch a cord real quickly to get to the Fan Run Breaking News Desk. All right, parents, due to the potential for black ice on area roadways and out of an abundance of caution, Knox County schools will open 2 hours late tomorrow.
Oh.
2 hours.
Bummer.
2 hours.
Bummer. It's Friday. Let them kids out of school.
Make them go in June.
Let them out of school.
Let them out, man. You can drag them in there on a Friday 2 hours late.
An abundance of caution. Get them back in there. You know what they would have done in my day? Black ice. If a couple of kids die on the way to school, we go right on with the math. 20 classmates minus 2 equals 18. An abundance of caution. Yeah, I'll say. A little too much caution if you ask me.
I'll never understand it.
All right, so 2 hours late. Do you get to go to work 2 hours late tomorrow, Bear?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Does the drive start at 5 tomorrow?
No.
Does talk... three and out start at 9 a.m. instead of 7?
Do we all ride in a big yellow metal tube with no seatbelts on?
We should. That'd be fun. Pick us up every morning?
No.
Take us home at night?
All right, boys, you ready for a little Jam or Not Jam?
Sure.
Jam or No Jam, the exciting return of the game show. We could have come up with like some prizes and stuff for this, right?
Who the hell's going to win the prizes?
I don't know. Like, there could be a belt or something. Ooh. Somebody gets a championship belt or maybe
just a brown belt.
Determine a winner.
Whose song gets to be the.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Whose song gets voted the most jam?
Really, it's not really a game, is it? Much as a inspection of. Yeah.
It's a way for us to judge each other.
All right. We got five more tunes to play for you here on Jam or Not a Jam. Yesterday. You both, did you spill water all over the very expensive piece of electronic equipment?
No,
in front
I did
of you?
Not.
Is that what you did?
No.
Okay, that's nice.
I didn't. You want to come over here and look?
Yesterday, you both liked four tunes. Yeah. All three of you liked four tunes, right? Or you liked them all?
He liked three.
Hayden liked three.
Hayden liked three.
Okay. Which I'm surprised. Bear the music snob.
There was only one I didn't like.
Liked so many of those songs. Which one was it?
That god awful. It's bad music for, you know.
Tool.
Yeah. Just bad music for bad people.
That's unfortunate.
Nice.
You're real SOB, you know that?
What? Jam or not a jam? It's the Spice Girls, bro.
Forget it.
Pretty good song. I like
Make It Fast, Bear.
Yep. Which was your favorite Spice Girl, John Tyler?
Scary Spice.
Who?
Scary
Mel Spice?
B.
Sherry Spice.
Mel B. Scary Spice.
Scary Spice.
Posh Spice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Victoria mm-hmm. Beckham.
Yeah. She's kind of.
I mean, that song's
John Tyler gives it the thumbs up.
It's a jam, man. That's a jam.
Bear? Jam?
Jam.
Okay,
Bear.
All right. Bear like the Spice Girls. How about that?
Woo.
Hayden. Hayden not feeling it, man. He said no.
No, I don't like that song. It reminds me of the Chicken Little movie. You ever seen that?
Go back and watch your videos, Hayden, and get back to us, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
It's the whole concept behind the Spice Girls. You got to take it all in.
Well, explain for me the concept behind the Spice Girls.
Their videos are incredible. I need a barf bag.
A barf bag? Not a jam? Billy Joel, not a jam?
Not this one.
The Catalina wine mixer. We only play.
Only play 80s Joel. I told you.
That's just
god awful. Says not a jam, huh?
Yeah.
That's John? A jam, man.
That's a jam.
That's a jam.
Kind of with you, man. What do you think, Hayden?
I like that one.
Is that the first time you ever heard Uptown Girl by Billy Joel?
No, I've heard it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Step Brothers?
No, I've heard it other places, but yeah, I've heard it in that movie a lot.
You heard their cover song of it.
Jam.
All right. This one is submitted by one of y'all. The clean version here. Oh, I've heard this. I know this song. It's not bad.
Yeah, no.
Give it a second there.
I know what song it is.
Do you?
All right, there you go.
Nah.
Didn't mean to.
Not a jam. This is the bear. This is the bear that I know and love.
Nah.
Not a jam. Just hating on stuff.
Not really hating. Just not a jam.
Not a jam. John?
That's a jam. Top 10 songs of all time.
Top 10 songs of all time?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. More.
That's a jam, though.
Hayden, that's your generation?
When I was really little, I think. I mean, I don't really like it that much.
You were born in 01?
Yeah.
So you're no?
Yeah, probably
not.
No.
Not a jam.
Probably
right.
More no. Yep.
Hayden and Bear both only going one so far, both voting for Spice Girls and nixing Billy Joel in Lit is the name of the band? Lit?
I liked Billy Joel.
One Hit Wonder.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So you're okay. So you're 2 out of 3.
No, I nixed the Spice Girls.
You have no taste. Go ahead, Russ.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Got it backwards.
I mean, it's obviously Ronnie Wood.
It is obviously Ronnie Wood.
Well, that's the Faces.
It's Rod Stewart's band.
Yeah.
Before he became a
The Faces.
Big solo act, right? Good one.
I mean, this is, I think it's in the top 40 songs all time on a lot of lists. Said her name was Rita.
Lovely Rita Metermaid. What's, so you're going jam?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, that's a song that got the Faces into the Hall of Fame. Stay With Me.
What do you think, John? John's thinking. You need to hear a little more?
Keep going. Let him hear the vocal. He lays it all out for you. Tells a story.
I don't like story songs.
You don't like story songs? You don't like a song that takes you on a journey, a musical journey?
It's a jam.
It'd be a lot better if we could just listen to that. You know, just leave it up.
Not a huge Rod Stewart fan, I'll say.
Of course not.
Let's see. I don't know. There's just something about his voice.
It's a jam, but lowercase j.
Why are we?
There's no degree. There's no degrees.
First time he's heard
this
song.
It's a yes or no.
Okay, then no, it's not a jam.
Binary choice. No. Oh, is it not a jam? Okay. Then.
If there's no in between.
Hayden.
I thought it was a jam. I like it.
All right, Hayden.
Good deal.
Sounds good.
The Faces get good treatment here this afternoon on the drive. So 2-1. It is a jam. What?
Do you mean to play that? I can't hear it.
It's up as loud as it'll go.
Oh, good.
It's kind of a slow intro, I guess.
What kind of auto-tune crap is this?
It's Post Malone. It's Wyatt Iverson.
I mean, is this a kid that, like, got the tattoos all over his face like you?
Yes.
Like he's a 4-year-old that got out the crayons and drew all over himself? This song sucks. He's a boil on the ass of music.
Oh, my God.
I think it's some good songs.
Was this on your
You, you
date
and Rick
playlist?
Butler know.
Hated immediately, like
music.
Ears poked up. He's like, yeah, I love this. This is my jam.
Well, it's just straight garbage. And on top of that, the guy apparently does not bathe.
So
that's true.
I could agree with that probably.
What? He doesn't
bathe? Yeah, he's got horrendous, apparently horrendous personal hygiene.
Wait, like he doesn't bathe at all? Like he sometimes doesn't bathe? Or
yeah, he's been described in numerous articles that I've read about this kid as being stinky.
It's pathetic.
Okay. There's no excuse for that. Hmm. We live in America.
Ridiculous.
Man. You should have good.
We get that much money, too.
Good hygiene. Yeah. Should have good,
I mean, you're not strung out like Keith in the day back in the early 70s.
That's one thing
Stones,
if you're in a band and you're like traveling around the country in a van together trying to make it big. You ain't got no money and like you can't afford a hotel, so you just spend the night and you've only got the one. Like I kind of get that, but even then. But this dude's like a big famous rapper, right?
Oh, he's got awful. He represents almost everything that's wrong with music.
So tell me, you're saying it's not a jam.
Yeah.
You have to ask Siri.
No, you like trigger my set. There's something weird. Like, I'm wondering if I'll have my phone. It's not you. It's something about Russ. My phone wants to answer Russell.
John?
Not a jam.
Not a jam. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hayden.
That song specifically.
Well, everybody's.
I liked it when it first came out, like, a few years ago.
Hey, look, man. If you're going to play this game with us, do not back off just because
yes
we say
then.
It's not a jam. Argue your point.
I mean,
Aiden.
I would say it's yes. It was good when it first came out. I think
man,
it's
look,
overplayed.
You got to stand up for yourself in life.
Which one's the
I know you're thing? Young, but I mean, listen to me. I'm trying to give you some good advice. Just because I say something sucks, stand up to me, man.
Well, your opinion has no bar what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's overplayed, and I thought it was really good when it first came out.
I mean, I think it's just a fairly rudimentary song. I mean, it's garbage.
So it's going to be a yes for me, Russell. Let's go to the next one.
That's it.
Crap coated garbage. Rubbish.
As the five, so to review, Spice Girls got 2 out of 3 with Hayden dissenting. Billy Joel got 2 out of 3 with Bear dissenting. Lit got 2 out of 3 with Bear dissenting. The Faces.
Lit got 1.
Yeah, I said no on Lit.
Oh, Lit got 1. Oh, yeah. With Bear and Hayden dissenting. Yeah. All right, so Lit was not a jam.
Mm-mm.
The Faces was a jam. Was that a perfect 3 out of 3?
No.
I dissented.
Yeah, you dissented.
2 out of 3.
Right. We have not had a perfect jam.
I feel like the Spice Girls.
And then.
Should have been.
Post Malone.
He's just garbage.
Not a jam.
And he was faltering on
not
his.
Not a jam. Yeah, it was a very tepid endorsement by Hayden Wallen.
I feel like you could have picked a better Spice Girls song and probably would have gone 3 for 3.
Could have picked a better Post Malone.
That's like the most popular Spice Girls song
no,
there
it's
is.
Not.
What's a more popular Spice Girls
song? The other one where they were out in the desert in the video.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget that? All right. Jam or not a jam, edition 2 in the books. We take a quick break. The drive continues. We'll hit the reset button. Knox County Schools opening 2 hours late tomorrow. We'll see what else we can get into when we continue next on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Mike DeCourcy is Sporting News. Interesting take here.
Where's he stand on the Spice Girls?
I don't know. I'm going to assume he likes them. They're very popular. Fans of Indiana basketball want a great team again. They should have one. Sometimes it takes patience to build a successful program. DeCourcy writes, this is one of those times. DeCourcy says that Indiana should give Archie Miller time, not make a beeline for his successor.
Ha!
John Beeline to Indiana. It's got an interesting ring to it. I'll say this, man. Like, I miss Indiana being good at basketball. They should be good at basketball. Yeah. It's not fun when they're not good.
I mean, if they're not going to give Archie Miller time, they're not going to give John Beeline time. He takes time. He's a builder. He's not like a walk in and turn it over immediately kind of guy.
I feel like he got Michigan
checked
pretty
the stats.
Good pretty quickly.
It took a couple of years, though. What Miller's been there, what,
I have
two
no
years?
Problem whatsoever with Indiana continuing to suck at basketball.
That's rude.
No, it's not.
What'd they do to you?
Not a thing. I just never liked Bobby Knight.
Oh, come on. They've got some great tradition there.
I really don't know that much
of Victor Oladipo.
What do you mean you don't know that much of
it? You just hate them?
Yeah, I never lie. I always hated them growing up. So I'm not a big fan of the color red.
Is it because they have the striped pants like Tennessee does?
Yeah, but you're aware that they've won a lot of games and championships.
Yeah,
there.
And they had a maniacal SOB as a head coach. He was a thug and a bully.
Maniacal, genius, whatever.
It's a thin line.
I mean, he dropped Trow. And then, you know, I mean, that story, I mean, that's supposedly true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where he dropped Trow and, you know.
He's a nut job.
One of the great sports books of all time, maybe the best sports book of all time, Season on the Brink by John Feinstein.
That was a great 30 for 30.
Yeah. If you don't read, you can just watch that.
Yeah, I don't
that.
Read.
John Beilein in his first year at Michigan, and wow, he was there for 11 years. Doesn't seem like that long, because I remember when he was at West Virginia. Pittsnoggle. Remember Pittsnoggle?
I remember that name.
He was 10-22 his first year at Michigan, then he was 21-14, went to the second round of the tournament the second year, and generally lived in the tournament after that, including a Final Four appearance in 2018. Of course, they went to the Elite Eight in 2014 when that should have been us, when Konzo caught fire.
Konzo. Basketball.
Hey, man, is Konzo Martin the Ed Ogeron of the SEC in basketball?
No. That's an insult.
Why? To compare him to the guy that just won the national championship?
No, to compare him to somebody who probably, you know, by all appearances, has trouble reading above a sixth grade level. I mean, the guy's a Neanderthal. He talks in incomplete sentences.
Konzo's 13-13. They're not as terrible as we thought they were going to be when conference play started. Got a win over Bruce. That must have felt good for Konzo Martin to walk to midcourt and shake Bruce Pearl's hand of victor. That must have felt wonderful.
Did Konzo... did he play Bruce when he was at Tennessee, when Konzo was at Tennessee?
Mm-mm. No. Bruce was on a show cause, dude.
Okay.
He's working over at HD Hackney.
I can't remember the times, okay?
Konzo was here for 3 years, so the 3 years that he was on show cause.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
As soon as he left, we wouldn't give Bruce an interview and...
No. The timing did not work out that way.
Cue Jamie.
You forget because, yeah, that's... That's the way it looks like on paper. But if you'll recall, Auburn hired him before we had an opening. We didn't fire Konzo Martin. We didn't even really run him off. He might have felt run off, but...
No, he left in the middle of the night.
Dave Hart was asking, was going to give him a raise and an extension.
What an idiot.
And Konzo Martin left on his own accord.
I have a level of
took that 7 foot British kid with him.
That nobody else has.
Remember that?
Kingsley Okoro. How could I forget?
He'd sign him in Tennessee,
hey,
and
man,
they took him with him.
It worked out. What does Shiano say today? Sometimes God has a way of just putting you where you're supposed to be.
I'm not taking life advice from Greg freaking Shiano.
He's not giving you advice. He's just making an observation. That's his belief.
I think Shiano was right, though. I mean, God used us as his vessel to make sure Shiano ended up somewhere other than Tennessee. He chose us.
And he used Donnie Tindall.
Yeah.
As a vessel to bring us Rick Barnes.
Yep.
Dumbass Donnie Tindall. He placed him here.
At least we got to experience having Big Gulp on the sideline.
Love Big Gulp. Shout out to Justin Phelps this afternoon.
I like that guy.
One of the great characters of Tennessee basketball past. Oh, he loved it here, man. Those are the guys I felt sorry for.
That picture of him and Tindall is fantastic.
They show up everywhere now.
That meme?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Konzo currently 48-43 at Missouri.
What's his all-time record?
234-163. 59% winning percentage.
It's firmly in the con zone.
Is that just
two thirds?
Missouri State. They're not. Yeah. Are they Division I? They are, aren't they?
No, that's every game.
Okay.
Every game he's coached.
Wow.
In his 12th season as a head coach, and 3 years at every stop. Who knows? Maybe he'll
bounce.
Pick up stakes. Maybe he'll bounce.
Where's he gonna go?
They can't even fire him though.
He's got it made up there, man.
Yeah, isn't he there for?
I mean, they can fire him. He's just got a guaranteed contract. He's got a no cut contract. He's gonna get paid regardless.
And he went 20-13 in his first year and went to the dance.
And they got quickly escorted out. That team was – he had a really good recruiting class. Wasn't that the one that his guy got him that he had to fire him later because he was kind of a creepy kind of guy? Remember that guy, that character?
Yeah, that – what was that guy's name?
He had a funny
name. He hired him from Vanderbilt. Yeah, he had a funny name. And but I think he left him at Cal.
Cal.
I don't think that guy went to Missouri with him. But he had that Porter kid who never played.
That wasn't the year he went 20-13.
It was his first year. He got there and immediately signed that dude and his
brother. I thought Porter was last year.
No, it was his first year, bro.
Because Porter played in the NCAA tournament that year.
Yep. You don't really help him get there, but
he's still having trouble.
Back problems, man. Let me tell you, no laughing matter. Gonzo went 63-41 here, 61-41 at. It is remarkable. I mean, he is nothing if not consistent. The record in 3 years at Missouri State, Tennessee, California, and Mizzou, it is almost identical. He'll end up being a little bit worse at Missouri. He won 60% of his games at Missouri State, 60% of his games at Tennessee, 61% of his games at Cal, and so far he's won 53% of his games at Mizzou.
Yeah, he's very average. Very average coach.
Can't believe you say you don't want to see Indiana do well.
I hate him. Just don't like him.
Oh, man, I can't believe I missed it. Thank you, Hewitt Pruitt.
What?
At Russell just missed what Bear said. You need to add it to his list. He just said he's not a big fan of the color red.
No, I don't like it.
I missed that one, too.
Yeah. Go find the list before I forget here. Have we read the list yet this week?
Nope.
We need to go through the list of awesome things Bear hates.
Check and see if anything came off this week.
It needs some music for like the reading of the list.
Nah, it's just fine, man. I'm trying to reinvent the wheel here, John.
I'm not. I'm just adding to it.
Yeah. Leave it alone. List is a list.
I'll workshop that one, see if I can come up with some Bear music. All right.
That's fantastic. Thank you, John.
Here we go. Awesome things Bear hates: key lime pie, dry fit shirts, buffets, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, screen doors, Field of Dreams, Pearl Jam, Zoos, Olive Garden breadsticks, tiramisu, King's Hawaiian rolls, Halloween, Red Panda, McDonald's, Hoosiers, hot tubs, Van Morrison, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, cruises, the Great American Cookie Company, Braveheart, Spaceballs, Huey Lewis in the News, Peter Gabriel, and the color red. List is getting pretty long, Bear.
It's pretty accurate.
That's a lot of great things, universally beloved things.
What was one the other day? You're missing one.
We took Amazon off.
Yeah, because they finally sent me Russell's Christmas present 6 weeks late. And you ruined that.
So you take it off?
You hate Billy Joel?
No, I don't. I hate that song.
Oh, okay.
He hates 80s Joel.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. We Didn't Start the Fire. You fan of that
one?
Do
you like We Didn't Start the Fire?
Of course
really?
Not.
It was all right.
A great tune. It was all right. It was a great song. Song that defined an era.
It's not, no.
Maybe the best song in the 80s, We Didn't Start the Fire
Boomers
by Billy Joel.
Kind of trying to act like they don't have any responsibility for how badly the world screwed up, and I'm sorry, Boomers, you do. You've completely trashed the planet.
Wow.
You're the greed heads. You ruined it for the rest of us.
Bear
me,
hates
Boomers. Me. You've destroyed the planet. You've made a mockery of everything.
Destroy the planet?
Put Boomers on there. I hate baby Boomers.
I don't think that's universally beloved. No. I feel like you're piling on. I feel like that's an easy. I feel like they're an easy target. It's our parents' generation, man.
What's a damn hippies.
You don't love your parents? Yeah. I love my parents.
I don't blame you.
Great people, great generation, man.
Your old man took you out after the blizzard and got you stuffed your face full of McDonald's with dessert.
Yeah, he did.
Back when the ice cream machines actually worked. The 90s.
Hey, Val, those things evolved.
Thanks a lot, Clinton.
It's been shaky.
Thanks, Bill.
You know what that is, right? When they tell you the ice cream machine is not working,
is that like
at McDonald's.
Code for there's a guy in the back with a gun?
No, it's code for they're cleaning it.
Oh.
Those things get really dirty, and they only clean them once a month. That's why it happens so often.
That's why they taste so good.
They're down for like an entire day while they clean them.
I don't really eat the ice cream there.
Yeah, never I don't have. Either. I'm not a big soft serve guy.
Hmm. Apple really? Pie.
Nah.
You mean apple nah. pie every day?
Whoa, I feel like soft serve. That's it. Bear, are you down on soft serve? All of you are down on soft yeah. serve. I thought that was universally beloved.
It tastes the same everywhere.
No.
It's not even ice cream, I don't think.
You want ice cream? You go down to your local grocery store and get you a half gallon.
All right,
Chick-fil-A ice cream
barbecue,
is as close as I get.
Smoking hot question: soft serve, yay or nay?
Nay.
Get to the bottom of this. I'm sorry, I could be wrong. I thought that was
nay.
Universal. I thought Horrible. Everybody loved soft serve.
You got anything on a half gallon, half fresh gallon of Mayfield's?
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying if it's better than regular ice cream. I'm just saying if it's not good.
It's not good.
No.
It's not ice cream. Chick-fil-A is as close to soft serve as I get.
Cream?
It's not. That doesn't even taste like ice cream. It's like frozen milk.
Before I get that, I just go to Wendy's and get a Frosty.
Yeah. Frosties aren't soft serve.
They are.
They're Frosties.
Mm-mm.
They're Frosties.
It's a soft serve.
One of God's greatest gifts to all of us.
It's just a different flavor of soft serve.
It's like, here, my children, I give you the Frosty. It's chocolate.
Chick-fil-A is a soft serve, too, but it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft serve.
No, it's not. It's not truly soft serve.
Soft serve comes in that tasteless paper cone.
This is
they just
Bear
Chick-fil-A
and John
put stuff in
finally
it.
Found common ground on something just an idiotic
soft serve
moronic
ice cream
take.
Sucks.
Soft serve is trash.
Don't walk down this road with them, Hayden. You don't want to end up like
he
that.
He hates it too. Look at him.
I don't like soft serve. But
boom.
I think Wendy's is soft serve.
Nah, it's a Frosty.
No, what do you mean you
sure
think?
It is.
There's not like an opinion to be had about this. It's soft serve.
You shut your mouth, Hayden. It is not soft serve.
Smoking Hot Question brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, where it's all good. Check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com. Get yourself some tasty ribs or fall off the bone chicken thighs at Rickard Ridge. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back with more after this.
The Drive.
Jam. Big jam.
Jam.
You Duran Duran fan? I watched
Love
a documentary
Duran.
On them over the weekend.
It's good music, man. Good music. Good
I
people.
Feel like you should be a filmmaker, Bear, like a documentary filmmaker.
I've thought about it. I'm going to do one on Russell.
Do you have one of those like photography jackets, like the vests with lots of pockets, like
I'm
a
not
scarf
a vest
jacket?
Guy.
You have to have one if you're going to be a filmmaker.
If I'm going to, then I'd probably go down to the military surplus store and get like an old army jacket or something to use.
Bullhorn chair.
No, it was really good. It did a lot of blow in the 80s. Duran Duran did.
So you guys are going to – I swear I'm not making this up. You can go at Fox Sports Knox and check this. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. Soft serve ice cream is blank. Great or gross are the two options. 16 votes cast.
That's a lot.
It's early. 100% of the respondents say, it's great. It's great.
They're all idiots.
It's great. Okay, so Hayden just went over there and ruined the perfect poll. 100%. That's never happened. That's never happened beyond three votes in the history of the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Out question. Y'all are idiots.
They're all dullards.
I don't eat ice cream when I'm out a whole lot, so I'm biased. If
just
I go out, I'm either eating
now
Baskin and Robbins or going to the store and getting like either like what's some good ones?
Mayfield.
Haagen-Dazs, Mayfield's.
Ben and Jerry's.
I used to like Bluebell, but they had some kind of wisteria or some kind of breakout. Yeah. And
did the thing where the people were taking the ice cream out, licking it, and putting it back in the freezer, did that mess up your ice cream hunting?
No, because
I
pretty
don't...
much most of the brands I buy have the plastic.
Yeah.
I don't buy anything without safety.
Yeah.
Safety seal.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on like Neapolitan? You just mix it all up together?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's here's the thing about ice cream. It's kind of like sex and pizza. Even when it's not very good, it's still pretty cool.
Hey, even like us. Like
you give
drive.
Me a bowl of Neapolitan ice cream, I'm going to be like, oh, yay! But I'll be like, all right, I'll eat this.
So I may have been wrong about my take on soft serve. I just thought about this. Jason's Deli,
That's soft serve.
You get the free.
Yeah, but it's yogurt. It's not.
See, okay.
That's
so
what
I'm
I
fine.
Was thinking. And okay. I don't want to hate on Jason's Deli because I love Jason's Deli.
Yeah.
I go there a lot, actually.
Yeah, I love Jason's Deli.
And it's nice because it's free.
Yeah.
But it's not really good ice cream.
I think
like
it's because it's
yogurt.
Free. That's why.
It loses some of it. No, it's different,
not, okay,
man. It's not.
Okay. Okay.
There's
I'm
not
a
as
fraud.
Much sugar.
Why
there?
Would free ice cream like lower its? Because I mean, it's like
that would make
like,
it better.
Like free beer. There's everybody will tell you. There's nothing better than like free beer, free shots, or anything like that. Free ice cream. Hell yeah, sign me up.
Even soft serve?
No, that's not ice cream.
What about those yogurt places like that you
Froyo's
go in with the bowl?
And all
yeah.
No. Nah.
The where they weigh it.
Huh.
Foster says, honestly, don't understand how anyone can hate soft serve.
Well,
SMDH. I'm with you. I am shaking my DH as well, Foster. I feel you on that one, man. These guys.
This is where Russ takes the populist Russ comes out.
Where do you stand on sherbets? Ice cream or not? That's its own category.
It's
like a good sherbet.
Sherbet's
all right.
I like a good sherbet.
Orange sherbet's just disgusting.
A Dole Whip from Disney World?
No.
It's a good sherbet.
I mean, you hand me a push-up, I'm slinging it right back at you.
What is your position on a root beer float?
Disgusting.
Just foul. Noxious.
These guys are just idiots, man. Just
have a dog.
It's because root beer is disgusting.
Morons. Yeah, I like root beer.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Coke
you
float.
You like root beer, man.
It really? Tastes like dirt.
My favorite thing in the world. When I go
dirt?
And I eat, I've had this sinus infection, so I've been eating Qdoba every day this week. I've had Qdoba for lunch.
Really?
Because the habanero salsa kind of opens me up, and which I love the bowl there, but they've got the machine, you know, where it's got like all the different flavors that you can put like vanilla in your Coke if you're into that, which I'm not.
Freestyle machine?
Yeah. But they've got Diet Barks root beer.
Disgusting.
It's fantastic. Sweet nectar of the gods. Diet Barks
That's
root
so
beer.
That's so gross. We're all gagging.
I love it. I'll drink two cups of it there, and then I'll get one to go. I'll be peeing for hours.
How long at those freestyle machines, how long do you give the person in front of you before you're like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's the worst.
I wasn't going to bring it to air because I'm afraid, you know, like most of the rest of Knoxville, this person's probably listening to us right now, but I was at a local, you know, at where it was firehouse.
You've told this.
Big firehouse.
No, no, I haven't. This one really happened last week.
You demanded...
No.
As opposed to the other ones that didn't happen.
No.
The ones that you just made up for. Which I appreciate, by the way.
Oh,
knocking
God,
stuff
Hayden.
Over, Hayden.
Go
what are you doing?
Straight to hell. No, some lady was like at the front. There was like a line. We were all kind of looking at each other. She's on the phone talking to somebody back at work, getting walked through they want their drink.
And she's
swear
not
to
even.
God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And there's like a guy next to me, and he's the guy who's got like five children under the age of six somehow.
Of course. They all want something
they're
different.
They're all blonde-headed. You had like five little blonde-headed kids that were louder than hell.
What does it matter if they're blonde-headed? What does that have to do with the story?
I don't know, because it was like they were with the boys from Brazil, like some kind of you know,
I'm a soda machine
lamb.
Ninja, man. Like, I just want to – I get in there. Yeah, I mean, I'm never there for more than five
seconds. See, I
seconds.
Hate that mystery machine. You gotta get up there, and the first thing you do is you go to the
that's
water.
That's frustrating, yeah.
Okay? And you get it on the water, and then you flush it. You got to flush that stuff out. Otherwise, it'll taste like a suicide.
You're so weird.
What was that motion of flushing it out there?
You push the button, you jackass.
And then
it doesn't work sometimes.
Yeah, you let it run for about 10 seconds, and it cleans out.
Ugh, you're the worst.
Because it's like 50 different flavors coming out of one spigot, and you idiots, you jackwagons, are acting like it's not going to affect the overall flavor of your beverage.
You'd live with it, Bear. You take a little chance in life every now and then, man. What's
Can't do it,
that?
Russ.
That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Hayden. Thank you, John. Thank you, Trey. Thank you, Bear. I am Russell. Live tomorrow, National RX. Come on out and see us. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next, 6 to 8. We'll do it again tomorrow here on Fan Run Radio.